The Warriors and Heat in a close battle in Miami that comes down to the final moments of the game, with the Heat putting up a tough fight throughout. Stephen Curry with a strong effort, 21 points to go with 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Klay Thompson brought a 22-point night to the mix, and Kevin Durant a team-high 27 points on the evening, but Miami takes care of business down the stretch to win it. 105-102 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
We get everybody's best shot, and Miami played great tonight. And it's good for us to have to face that kind of threat, you know, night in and night out.
Does it help you get better, though?
For sure, yeah. I mean, it doesn't help you to get better when somebody lays down. So it's good that we're facing everybody's best every night.
Coach, you talked before the game about Eric Spoelstra and what he's been able to do with this team and the improvements he's made. What were your thoughts on just the Heat's performance and their efforts tonight?
Well, I just told Eric after the game how impressed I am with how hard they play night in and night out, and that's the sign of a really well-coached team. And those guys are physical. They get after it. They make everything difficult. They're smart, and they were the smarter, tougher team tonight, and that's why they won. And I know their record isn't great. They've had a lot of injuries, but they compete every night, and that's what it's about.
You mentioned that in the past when they played you guys in Oakland, that this is a team that's really identified by their record. So what are they constantly doing, from your perspective, to just always keep staying themselves in the game?
Well, first of all, they it's not like they don't have players. I mean, Whiteside is low. Dion Waiters was tremendous tonight. Dragic is one of the best point guards in the league. So, you know, let's not forget that they've got talent. But it's the way they play, how hard they play, how hard they compete. That's what I think makes them a tough out every night.
What did you see from your group down the stretch? You cut the deficit there and then just couldn't like it.
We were great down the stretch. Waiters hit two unbelievably tough shots, and we didn't lose the game down the stretch. In fact, I was most pleased with the last 3 or 4 minutes of the entire 48. We lost the game really in the first 43, 44 minutes. We were soft on the ball, numerous defensive breakdowns, not getting out to shooters, some careless possessions. We didn't turn it over a ton, but we took a lot of quick shots when we needed to work the ball a little bit more and get better shots. Our attention span, our focus, our energy for the first 43, 44 minutes was not where it needed to be, and that allowed us to be vulnerable. You know, we played great down the stretch. We executed. Waiters hits a couple tough shots, but when you mess around and you don't execute and compete as hard as you need to the first 43, 44, now you're vulnerable to tough shots, random plays, whatever.
Coach, do you worry sometimes about them trying to make flashy of a shot of a pass instead of making the right pass? Like a little bit of showtime. Do you worry about the turnovers that sometimes leads to fast breaks?
Yeah, it happens to us sometimes, but that's the way it goes. I mean, we lead the league in assists and assist to turnover ratio, and so we do a pretty good job. We play fast, turn it over occasionally, but. I didn't think that was the case tonight. I didn't think we were trying too hard to make special, crazy plays. I think it was more a case of just not being fully engaged defensively and on edge like we need to be.
And next up for the Warriors, a game on Wednesday night in Charlotte as they take on the Hornets before it's back to the Bay Area, and a game on Saturday night against the LA Clippers. In Miami, I'm Lawrence Scott.